A 65-year-old woman sits in a wheelchair, sent home to die from end-stage heart disease. Her doctors have given up. Then she sees a television program about plant-based nutrition and decides to try one last thing. Weeks later, she walks out of Nathan Pritikin Center on her own two feet. She lives another 31 vibrant years. That woman was Dr. Michael Greger's grandmother, and her story sparked a medical revolution hidden in plain sight. The science showing that what we eat determines whether we live or die. Here's the uncomfortable truth. The standard American diet scores about 1 out of 10 for health, with only 11% of calories coming from whole plant foods. We're literally eating ourselves to death, one meal at a time. Yet 4 simple habits, not smoking, maintaining healthy weight, 30 minutes of daily exercise, and eating better, can slash diabetes risk by 90%, heart attacks by 80%, and strokes by 50%. The CDC found that people following just 3 basic behaviors reduce their mortality risk by 82% over 6 years, essentially becoming 14 years younger biologically. The most remarkable discovery? A whole food, plant-based diet doesn't just prevent disease, it can reverse the 15 leading causes of death in America. Coronary heart disease kills nearly 400,000 Americans annually, one person every 83 seconds. Most victims experience sudden cardiac death within an hour with no warning. Heart disease begins shockingly early. Autopsies of Korean War soldiers, average age 22, found 77% already had visible coronary atherosclerosis. Nearly all American children show fatty streaks by age 10, developing into full plaques by their 20s. If you're over 10 and raised on a typical Western diet, you don't need to prevent heart disease. You need to reverse what's already there. According to Dr. William Roberts, editor of the American Journal of Cardiology, only one factor truly matters: cholesterol. Keep total cholesterol around 150 milligrams per dL, the level below which the Framingham Heart Study recorded zero heart disease deaths, and atherosclerosis becomes nearly impossible. Revolutionary research by Dean Ornish and Caldwell Esselstyn Jr. proved plant-based diets reverse heart disease. Patients with advanced disease saw their arteries open up without drugs or surgery, their bodies dissolving decades of plaque naturally. Lung cancer kills more Americans than the next 3 deadliest cancers combined, with tobacco contributing to 90% of deaths. Beyond quitting smoking, certain plant foods offer remarkable protection. Smokers eating 1 broccoli stalk daily experienced 41% fewer DNA mutations over 10 days. Turmeric's curcumin stands among the most promising cancer-preventing compounds ever tested by the National Cancer Institute. Unlike most protective agents working at single cancer stages, curcumin operates at multiple levels, blocking carcinogens, providing antioxidant protection, and preventing tumor growth. Adding less than a teaspoon daily reduced smokers' DNA mutation rates by up to 38%. Plant-based diets also transform lung function. Each additional daily fruit serving potentially reduces COPD mortality risk by 24%. A Swedish study found 90% of severe asthmatics improved within a year on a plant-based diet, with most reducing or eliminating medications. Stroke and Alzheimer's kill over 200,000 Americans yearly, yet diet profoundly influences both. Every 7 grams of daily fiber reduces stroke risk by 7%, though less than 3% of Americans meet minimum recommendations. Fiber exists only in plants. Processed foods contain less, animal products none. Historically, people consumed 10,000 milligrams of potassium daily. Today, less than 2% reach the recommended 4,700 milligrams. Increasing potassium by just 1,640 milligrams daily associates with 21% reduced stroke risk. Citrus fruits offer particular protection through hesperidin, which increases brain blood flow. When Dr. Alzheimer described AUGUST in 1901, he noted not just plaques and tangles, but arteriosclerotic change in her brain's blood vessels, an overlooked clue supporting the cardiogenic dementia concept. Global patterns challenge genetic narratives. Japanese men in America have significantly higher Alzheimer's rates than those in Japan. African Americans have 4 times the risk of Nigerians. Japan's rates surged as diets shifted from traditional rice and vegetables to meals with triple the dairy and 6 times the meat. Plant-based diets, particularly Mediterranean patterns, slow cognitive decline and reduce Alzheimer's risk. The Harvard Women's Health Study found women with highest saturated fat intake had 60 to 70% greater cognitive deterioration. Even better, people with mild cognitive impairment who exercised aerobically for 45 to 60 minutes 4 days weekly for 6 months not only halted decline but actually improved memory scores. Americans lose over 5 million years of life annually from potentially preventable cancers, with most human cancers linked to diet. The digestive tract's vast surface area makes dietary carcinogen exposure particularly significant. Colorectal cancer, America's second leading cancer killer, is virtually unknown in some regions. Surgeon Dennis Burkett spent 24 years in Uganda, where hospitals had never seen a case. Phytates, found in seeds, grains, beans, and nuts, detoxify excess iron, particularly the heme iron in meat associated with colorectal cancer. Once maligned as mineral inhibitors, phytates are now recognized as health heroes, linked to greater bone density and fewer fractures. A 6-year California study found meat consumption doubled colon cancer risk, with white meat surprisingly worse than red. Beans helped offset this risk. High vegetable, low meat diets showed an 8-fold lower colorectal cancer risk compared to low vegetable, high meat diets. Pancreatic cancer proves exceptionally lethal, with only 6% surviving 5 years. The EPIC study, following 477,000 people, found 72% increased pancreatic cancer risk for every 2 ounces of daily chicken consumed. Acid reflux affects 28% of Americans compared to just 5% in Asia. Meat consumption doubles reflux-induced inflammation odds compared to vegetarians. Red, orange, and dark green leafy vegetables, berries, apples, and citrus fruits offer the strongest protection against esophageal cancer. Diabetes affects over 20 million Americans, triple the cases since 1990. Type 2 diabetes occurs when fat accumulation inside muscle and liver cells interferes with insulin function, with saturated fat gumming up the locks where insulin allows glucose to enter cells. Children as young as 8 now develop this disease. Plant-based diets dramatically reduce diabetes risk. Flexitarians cut risk by 28%, pescatarians by 50%, vegetarians by 61%, and vegans by 78% compared to daily meat eaters. Even at identical weights, vegans have less than half the diabetes risk of omnivores. Diabetics can reverse their condition through better food. In a pilot study, diabetics adopting a 90% plant-based diet saw hemoglobin A1c levels drop from diabetic 8.2 to non-diabetic 5.8 after 7 months, while reducing or eliminating medications. Most remarkably, type 2 diabetics fed enough plant-based food to prevent weight loss still saw insulin requirements drop 60%, with half completely eliminating insulin after just 16 days. When Art, a plant-based eater for over 2 decades, an avid snowboarder and mountain biker, died unexpectedly at 46 from carbon monoxide poisoning, it taught a profound lesson. No matter how well we eat or live, we must make each day count. Processed foods hijack our brain's dopamine reward system. Concentrated sugar and fat dull dopamine receptors, requiring increasingly larger amounts for satisfaction, identical to drug addiction. PET scans show decreased dopamine sensitivity in obese individuals comparable to cocaine addicts. Whole plant foods restore normal dopamine sensitivity and enhance pleasure from all life's experiences. A whole food plant-based diet is the only eating pattern proven to reverse heart disease in most patients. As American College of Cardiology President Dr. Kim Williams said, "I don't mind dying, I just don't want it to be my fault." While plant-based diets provide nearly every nutrient abundantly, B12 supplementation is critical. Deficiency can cause paralysis, psychosis, blindness, even death. For those with insufficient sun exposure, daily vitamin D3 is recommended. The evidence is clear. Whole plant foods can prevent, halt, and reverse many deadly diseases. This isn't just about adding years to your life, it's about adding life to your years. Every meal is a choice between disease and vitality. Your fork is your most powerful tool.